This is Tench Cox writing on the ratification of the Constitution in 1788. Who shall make an alteration in the form of government of any state, whereby the powers thereof shall be attempted to be taken out of the hands of the people at large, will stand guilty of high treason. Or should a foreign power seduce or overawe the people of any state, so as to cause them to vest in the families of any ambitious citizens or foreigners the powers of hereditary governors, whether as kings or nobles. Did you notice that the term governor is used, hereditary governors? Whether as kings or nobles, that such investment of powers would be void in itself, and every person attempting to execute them would also be guilty of treason. That's a high crime and a misdemeanor there, doesn't it sound like? By the by, for all of you that are squawking about demanding to know the source, again, for the 18th time, it's in the Founding Fathers' Guide to the Constitution from Brian McClanahan. Tench Cox, C-O-X-E. You can find it there. Okay. 844-527-8723. Now, look, I'm probably not going to get Brian McClanahan or Kevin Gutzman or Tom Woods or anyone else to say, I never thought of that. That's a good course. I'm putting it out there because no one will say anything about anything other than this woman that writes at thefederalist.com today, where we have why it's unconstitutional to keep grocery stores open while closing churches. Thank you. Glad someone other than me. This is by Jenna Ellis. In response to the Wuhan coronavirus, state governors and local leaders have issued wide-ranging executive orders requiring closure of non-essential businesses. Now, again, what does non-essential mean? I'm going to come back to this. Let me go down to some other headlines here since we were out yesterday. By the by, how many of you saw the picture, because people like in pictures, of the young woman that I posted on my flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to New Orleans yesterday? I didn't send it to you? She was seated in front of me. You know, I'm going to send Mrs. O'Connell. Well, I got a couple of other ones. I want to send the other ones. I want to send the other ones of the people sitting in the concourse waiting to get on the next flight. I got off the flight, and I come out of the jetway, and I thought I had walked on to the set of a bad Godzilla movie. Because apparently it was an Air Tokyo flight, and there were 7,500, I almost said Japanese, but the Walter subject of me went Asian Americans, please, dude. Asian Americans waiting to get on this flight, and they all had masks on. I saw people in the airport yesterday, folks. I am not making this up. Big, burly, strapping men that you would think wouldn't be caught dead. I saw one guy at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport walking around with a camouflage surgical mask, a veil of some sort over the rest of his ears. Only thing you could see on this guy was his eyes. He had latex rubber gloves on. What's that?
I saw him getting into the car. Somebody picked him up.
Yeah. He had latex rubber gloves on, and he had surgical footies on his shoes. So I guess when he got home, when he went to go take his shoes off, well, I've got a corona bug on my shoes. It's not a bug like that.
He came off before he got into his dad's car, whoever the guy was that picked him up.
Yeah, he took off some of his respirator gear. By the by, our chat room is open, crusadechannel.com/chat. If you'd like to comment on any of this or see the pictures, people like them pictures. Did you get the pictures of the Japanese? No? I sent them. Oh, I sent them via text message, not Hangout. Something we'll talk about with Matt Gaspers next hour. Cardinal Pell, the living martyr. Did you see this case went all the way to the highest court in the land in Queensland yesterday? And finally, the Cardinal Pell, this is a man who has been wrongly accused, totally railroaded, a grave miscarriage of justice, was thrown into the clink and was sentenced to life in prison for a crime that that everybody knows he didn't commit. Finally, a court has vindicated Cardinal Pell, and he is out. We will also talk about with Matt Gaspers about Cardinal Burke's Holy Week message, which is interesting. Jordan Bloom is now the editor. Our man Bloom in Mordor is now the editor of the American Conservative Magazine website, and the magazine, I guess. And he has his first piece out today, The Trump We Could Have Had. We've got that in a pile of prep. This is an interesting one. The 10 deadliest disasters in American history. Here's a great little trivia question that I'm not going to tell you what the 10 deadliest disasters in American history are. See if you can guess all 10 of them before the end of the hour. Put your guess in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. See if you can guess what the 10 deadliest disasters in American history were. Now, the reason the picture that Mrs. O'Connell just put in the chat room is kind of blurry is because I was walking. I was moving. What? Look at the guy in the foreground here with the blue gloves on and the mask that goes over his entire, the only thing you can see is his eyes. Also, our call-in line telephone number, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE.
Work on your stealthiness with your taking photos while you're walking.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I'm going to have to teach you that.
Yeah, I wasn't very good. But, of course, I got an iPhone 6. It's 6 years old. It stinks. Mrs. O'Connell, please. It's got an old lens on it.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. People laugh at me. They go like, what is that? Like an iPhone 2? No, it's a 6.
No one laughs at you because you have an older phone. And if they do, you're hanging out with the wrong people.
Sounds good, though, doesn't it? A couple more headlines. Bill Gates is the greatest threat to your future. I don't know if you people have heard this. Now, as we are all trying to figure out what's going on, we know that this madness that we're dealing with has nothing to do with the stupid flu, okay? It doesn't. And I keep waiting now. I'm waiting again for Donald John Trump of Manhattan, Don John of Manhattan, to crack again. When is he going to crack? He's got to be telling Burks and Fauci, look, you promised me pyramids of dead bodies. Yesterday you said 90,000. We don't even have, we just made 10,000. And you're telling me that by the end of April, that's going to go up times a factor of 9. They're projecting, by the way, peak morbidity next Tuesday. Peak morbidity next Tuesday. Now, unless you're at 45 or 50,000 dead next Tuesday, how in the hell are you going to get to 90 by the end of April? Or by May the 15th or whatever the date certain is when all this is supposed to pass? I'm telling you, folks, the fix is in, and none of us know why. But this has nothing to do. Here, I'm going to play the Bill Gates clip for you. This has nothing to do with flu. By the way, where did you see the suicide statistics? Is that in one of my piles? It's in this? Says audio. I'm looking for the suicide stats because Georgie Borman. Yes, I have that one. Okay, all right. Ms. O'Connell is telling me where, because I want to share these stats with you. Here it is. Suicide numbers are shocking. Estimated suicide calculation. 158,760,000 employed Americans times 31% unemployment rate equals 49,215,600 unemployed. And we prevented how many deaths? Now, they had to have the 4 million figure. Now, can I just... Why am I the only person talking about this? Mrs. O'Connell is telling me that all the usual suspects are all in on the dope. They're all in on the fix. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. Am I the only person that remembers? Remember, what was the first projection of death and mayhem for America? 4 million dead. That's what Fauci said. Then he revised it down to 2.5 million dead, right? And then Deborah Birx came out two weeks ago when Trump ordered the greatest lockdown of all lockdowns be instigated. What did she say? Best case scenario, 150,000 dead. Worst case, 250,000 to 300,000. They're not even projecting 90 now. Ladies and gentlemen, these people have been off by a factor of 40. 40! How many ventilators are we going to have now next week? Over 100,000. How many do they need? Less than 10. They've overshot the ventilators by a factor of 40.